Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we decided to make a really cute pet-themed radio commercial. Can you hear that puppy? If you could see this, you would melt. I mean, just the softest fur. Oh, wait. He's trying to open this box now. And oh, the box is filled with kittens. If only there was some way you could see this. What a glaring oversight.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
Hi, folks. Good news from the Chevy Sheriff for truck buyers. The Chevy Truck Month at the Sunrise Chevy Range. Rebates up to $7,500 and discounts high as $10,000. Bankrupt, bad credit? It's okay. Sunrise specializes in secondary financing. Need a good used truck? Remember, Sunrise Chevy specializes in used cars and trucks under $15,000. Chevy trucks cost less at the Sunrise Chevy Range partner. Find new roads to 385 in Houston, Levy, and Collierville. Check out the all-new Sunrise Truck Corral. Huge selection of nothing but trucks. All makes, all models, all prices, all trucks, all the time. Next to Sunrise Wolf Chase.
Some things are just true. Like your local GEICO agent could save you hundreds. And also, you should never sneak up on a beekeeper.
Hey, beekeeper.
What the? Oh my bees! Oh no, they're headed right for the balloon factory.
Your local GEICO agent could help you save 15% or more. It's just true.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I might hit the blunt, but I'm liable to trip. I ain't popping no pill, but you do as you wish. I roll with some fiends, I love them to death. I got a few mil, but not all of them rich. What good is the bread if my is broke? What good is first class if my can't sit. That's my next mission. That's why I can't quit. Just like LeBron, get my more chips. Just put the Rolly right back on my wrist. This watch came from Drizzy. He gave me a gift.
The Live Love Memphis Group at Remax Experts. It's a wild market, isn't it, Jason?
Yes, it is.
Wild. Wilder than you could even imagine. And that's on both sides of the coin, by the way, if you're buying or selling. If you are selling, ideally, you would like to get top dollar for your home. Well, the Live Love Memphis Group, they know how to do that. They know what goes into that. They know what it takes. Some repairs are worth more than others. They'll help you figure that out. If you're on the buying side, it is very hard to find a home right now, especially one that you love. The Live Love Memphis Group, they've got the contacts. They've got the connects. They're here to help you do that. Email them info@livelovememphis.com.
Or you can call 901-410-8818. Ask for Jennifer Carstensen. Fact is, though, April Darnell, anybody on that hardworking team going to be able to help you out. But Jennifer is the expert that she professes to be. Helped me out 2.5 years ago, got me out of a terrible situation that I thought she wouldn't. You're in a much better one because you're in a much better market and you don't have the home that I did 2.5 years ago. Not just that, they helped us pick out our dream home. She'll do that for you as well. Robbie Marbury was on that side then, helped me out, and I'll forever be indebted to them for it. So this is a personal story. Everyone we've sent to Live Love has come back with nothing but great reviews and a great experience. So again, make that call, 410-8818. DeSoto County talking to you as well because they're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. We ain't just talking Memphis. It's the right group. It's the Live Love Memphis group at Remax Experts. They are at livelovememphis.com. All right, every day at this time, we like to do a little thing we call the Rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the Rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, this is exciting because it's coming down to the wire now. You got final week of the regular season in the NBA. Grizzlies tonight will take on the Pelicans. You can hear that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I believe it's 7 o'clock tip, right? 6:30 starts right here, pregame with Jessica Benson. You can hear it all right here on 92.9 FM. Certainly hope that you do that. Also hoping that the Grizzlies get their first win. Yes, first win against the Pelicans in the Ja Morant era. Seems like there's an opportune time to get that, John, because Zion Williamson out indefinitely, which sounds like the rest of the season, with a broken left index finger, I believe, or ring finger? Ring finger. Broken left ring finger it is. And David Griffin, their front office head, has been talking to the NBA about it. We'll get into that a little bit later, but saying basically that Zion was being treated like Shaq. You know, not having fouls called on him, that the entire league is I guess, being heavy-handed with Zion. And I suppose there are a great number of fouls you can look at and say, okay, well, I see what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. I would tell you, though, it's a different league, okay, than the one that Shaq used to get beat up in.
Yes.
I mean, look, Zion's gotten beat up a little bit, but that's it's a much softer league now in terms of what referees will call than it used to be. So I'm not really buying Griffin's talk that the league's out, the players are out to get him and all that kind of stuff like they were with Shaq. I'm not buying that. Set that to the side. He's not playing tonight. Good opportunity for the Grizzlies, who right now one game over 500 after getting that win over Toronto and completing that road trip 2-1 on Saturday, having Jaren Jackson back in the starting lineup. He scored 20. One game over 500 with five to play. You'll get them all this week, including a couple of back-to-backs. You're playing Monday, obviously tonight against New Orleans, and then you've got Dallas tomorrow. Then you got back-to-backs, looks like Sacramento. Excuse me, it's Sacramento on both of them, Thursday and Friday here at home. So you still got a couple of back-to-backs in this last five. As condensed and compressed as it has been for you all season long, the good thing for the Grizzlies, though, is they got their man back in the starting lineup. And as they did against Toronto, it was moving Kyle Anderson down to the three, like we talked about in the open, Dylan Brooks going to the two, which is perfect at this point. You got Grayson Allen hurt, sort of made the decision for you. Desmond Bane has not shown that he's ready to take on a starter's role at this point. So it just makes a lot of sense to shift everything down. Hopefully it's smooth tonight against New Orleans, where the Grizzlies are 9-point favorites. And listen, you know, Dallas has played well. There's no question about that here down the stretch. The more important ones to me than that Dallas game is Sacramento, that you want to take care of business there. If you can, John, if you can get that first win over the Pelicans in the Ja Morant era tonight.
Yep.
If you can get both against a Sacramento team, and I saw it, Walton's talking about the De'Aaron may not come back from the league protocol stuff, that he may just sit him out for the rest of the year. So you're going to have an opportunity again against the shorthanded Sacramento squad to take care of business. Now we know Grizzlies have seen shorthanded teams before and not fared well. We get all that. Hell, they've lost to teams that are trying to lose. But you're coming down the stretch here. You finally got Jaren Jackson back in the starting lineup. And it's still, rest of the way, one of the easiest schedules in the league the rest of the way. I know there's only five games left, but what I'm saying is opportune.
Yes.
There is some big opportunity here for you still to capture that 8 seed, which you are right now at, what, half game behind Golden State four. Golden State, remaining games, four of them. They've got Utah, Phoenix. That's on a back-to-back starting tonight with Utah. I believe they're 3-point underdogs that game at Golden State, though. Then finish out with New Orleans on Friday, and then what's setting up to be a huge game for both teams against Memphis out there, obviously Golden State, and that game, it's going to be Sunday afternoon at some point. So this time next week, we will know, you know, where the Grizzlies stand in terms of this play-in. They're going to make the play-in. They're not falling below 10 at this point. Hopefully it's as the 8 seed, John, and you start that, you keep that going by getting a win tonight against the hated New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, I mean, after looking at it, as we know, the Lakers are one game behind the Portland Trail Blazers for six.
And I'm telling you, very content with where they are as it stands with Portland.
But here's the deal with the Lakers, though, man. Look at their schedule. I mean, they're going to really have to try to lose. They got the Knicks tomorrow. Then after that, they've got the Rockets
at home.
You're
not going to lose that no matter who you roll out there.
The Pacers. And then you finish the season against the Pelicans. So you're going to go 3-1 almost certainly in this stretch here. And the Blazers have the Rockets tonight. Then they have the Jazz on Wednesday. Then they have the Suns on Thursday. And the Nuggets to close the season out.
Portland does have a tough schedule, Russ.
So they could easily go. I could see them going 1-3. Most likely they go 2-2. And so then you're going to get into tiebreaker situations.
They're going to play Houston and sit Anthony Davis too.
They'll still, I mean, they'll still win. Like, they'll still find a way to win, even if that happens. But
you seem to think they're going to mess around and get back into the six.
I just don't. I don't think
they don't want Clippers.
I don't think they're afraid of the Clippers, man. I don't think there's any reason to be afraid of the Clippers. The Clippers have to actually do it. We've heard this about the Clippers every single year.
If you're looking at 1, 2, and 3, though, which team would you least want to face?
I agree.
You agreed with the point when it comes to Utah and it comes to Phoenix,
yes,
or the Clippers.
Yes.
Only one of those got a guy that was, a finals MVP.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing about it.
But yeah. I also don't think they want to play in the play-in. I mean, LeBron said whoever started that should be fired. You know, so he's clearly
– I don't think they see the play-in as a threat at all. To your point, we realize how scared you were.
Yes, I am scared.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
Very.
A lot of scared seemed to be the theme of this first hour.
Yes.
If you're going in now to the second. No, point, you want to play They are not intimidated by a one-game playoff against the Grizzlies or Golden State or whoever it is.
No way. They just don't want to do it.
Because they'll roll LeBron and them out there.
They just don't want to play that extra game. They don't want to have to play
I'm telling you, they'd rather have that than be the six. That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, maybe. But, I mean, the Clippers didn't even make the Western Conference Finals last year.
Keep talking about last year. They're slick. They're the third-best team in the West this year. Okay? And you could make a case they're better than that. They too, have had guys in, out, all that kind of stuff, but they're playing well enough to be number three right now. What, well over 18 games, 22 games over 500, 5 games back
against Utah. They were the 2 seed last year. I mean,
26-10 at home, and obviously be home for both of them, but very comfortable there in the Staples.
For the Lakers. It'd be home for the Lakers. I just don't think the – I don't think
it'd be home for the Lakers game 1-2.
I don't think the Lakers are scared of anybody. I don't think they should be scared of anybody.
It's about choices and your – easiest path there now that you're all the way down here.
Right.
Right? It's either going to be 6 or 7 or 8. And so, again, that if it's between Utah, Phoenix, and the Clippers, I'm telling you right now, the team they least want to face is the Clippers. Bottom line.
And then who would they play, presuming, let's just say they're the 6th seed, who would they play presuming they get past the Clippers? What seed would they play then?
They're going to play as the 7?
As if they're the 6. If they get to the 6. Because that might be a different conversation. Who do they?
6 plays 3, and then don't they get the 2?
2-7?
Yes. Yeah. They get the 2-7.
Whereas if they're 7, they would then get the 1 seed after that, right? I mean, so that, you know, then it becomes a question of would you rather, it's not even about the next round. It's like, would you rather play the Suns or would you rather play the Jazz? Like, who do you feel like you match up better against? And I guess I would say they match up better against the Suns. So that would be the argument for going and trying to get the 6 seed. When you say that, I don't think that they match up a little bit better against the Suns than the Jazz.
I mean, the Jazz are all about spacing you out.
Right.
And that's their strength this season.
And they've got the length, right.
And they're going to knock down threes on you. I mean, that's their key. But, John, if those threes ain't falling, I mean, they're susceptible. And, again, they've played a lot of this second half without Donovan Mitchell. So
we
kind of don't know what Donovan Mitchell we're getting to once we get to this point.
Well, yeah.
Not sure you're going to get the one, you know, the one that was killing in the bubble last season.
The Clippers are who they are. They're who they've always been, right?
I get the whole argument. Clippers still got to prove it.
The Lakers have no reason to fear the Clippers.
Like I said, the Clippers were built for this. They were built to beat the Lakers.
What happens with Paul George every time the playoffs start.
I'll give you that. But I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances against a Phoenix team that has no experience in this spot. Other than Chris Paul, who, frankly, John has never made it to the big one.
Yep.
I love him. He's the MVP every year in terms of what he can do for a team. But give me a break on the experience there. You got Devin Booker and everybody else who's not been in this position. And then what, you going to tell me Utah with Donovan Mitchell has? You know, that Gobert and those guys are ready to make the final push? I don't.
They do have Mike Conley, Jason. So, I mean, that should be said. And he's playing well. He's playing well these days.
Grizzlies 9-point favorite tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans. You see what I think about that.
The Grizzlies. Right. I mean, you could, not saying it's likely.
Is that tonight, Brad? Grayson, we know, is out, and McDermott, yep. Is that from, okay. Good. Well, that tells John that Jaren Jackson playing. You know, he was sitting out these first games of back-to-backs.
Yeah,
that's true.
He will be in the lineup, and that's what I'm going with all the rest of the way, is that you play him.
Yeah.
You're in the spot now. What was the ramp up for, if not for this ability now to hopefully go back-to-backs twice this week? And ending up with Golden State on Sunday. Like, it's time. It's time to hopefully see Jaren Jackson capable of that. I get why you'd want to, you know, sort of, it's all about next year and let's keep pushing it off. But, guys, if he's healthy and judging from his balance, he is. It looks like he's fouling again.
Sure.
5 of those. He's doing that consistently. Why not just go ahead and see him back to normal? Because what you're going to want to know in October is, can he play on back-to-backs?
Yeah.
Right? And so let's see it. Let's see if he can do it. If he can't, fine, you can sit him. But this is the time. You've given yourself 5 games here in a week. Hopefully he can play in all of them. The sign is good that he's playing tonight and not on that injury list is out.
Yeah, but for the Grizzlies, right, whether it's the Lakers or the Blazers or then it's the Warriors, like
– I guess you could still sit him against Dallas if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You tell yourself we're going to lose that game anyway, so we're not going to play him.
Absolutely.
But come on, don't you want to see him going a back-to-back now?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What was the point of, right? What?
Band-Aids off. Yeah, let's play for a week. Yeah,
right. So.
Yeah.
And there's limited basketball.
He should be able to handle a week.
And remember what we said this was all about at the very beginning. What the number I gave you guys from Tim McMahon? 134 minutes together this season for Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson.
Right. Yep.
You have a limited span, whether that's playoffs included or one play-in game.
Yeah.
There's
some
a limited
senses,
amount of time.
Yeah.
To
it's
get
a lost
that done.
Season, right? In some ways, it's a lost season.
Well, and if
for
you want,
Jaren,
yeah.
Well, and for the core of the franchise,
yeah.
I mean, for them to be playing together, it's a lost season in that regard. I mean, and
look, I mean, it's funny because they got the same amount of games played now,
right,
with him having been in the league, a year before.
Yes.
So to your point of that, I don't know if it's wasted, John, because I think you learned a lot about yourself. I hear what you're saying, that it should all be about Jaren and Ja. I don't know if it's wasted because you learned a lot about your team. You saw some Justice Winslow. Hell, I'll tell you what I'd do, but it sounds like they're going to. But you saw some things this season. You saw Ja Morant take a team that didn't have its second most important piece and have them in position. Like Melton, you learn things about your role players. There's no question.
I don't think it's a lost season. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kyle Anderson had a career year.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a lost year, but you absolutely want to maximize the little bit of time you got left to have them both on the floor.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's playing the rest of the way.
But either way,
the best chance to get
the eight. Some good experience, it seems, lies ahead for the Grizzlies.
Next story.
This is actually something that we talked about maybe a year or so ago. But it is back in the news because it is happening. J. Cole has become a professional basketball player, which is awesome, man. Very cool for him. He is signing with what NBA team is this? This is...
He's not Percy Miller.
Don't be.
Basketball Africa League.
Come on, bro.
Rwanda Patriots. I guess the Pistons thing didn't work out. But J. Cole is signing a deal.
He is hating on everybody's ass today.
I haven't even said anything
let's
yet.
Let him get that, but we can feel where you're going.
I haven't even said anything.
Let's let him get it out, BC.
All right.
We know what's coming, though.
All right.
No, I think this is I'll just say what y'all want me to say. This is an awesome moment for the Rwanda Patriots.
Somewhere in the middle, be fine.
An absolutely terrific accomplishment for the 36-year-old J. Cole. You know, a lot of kids grow up dreaming about throwing lobs to Alma Mithiero in the Rwanda.
Almani, fool.
Whatever. Almani Thiero.
Yes, put some respect on that former Tigers name.
Thank you.
How long was he here? 2-3 years?
Yeah.
Or did he go the whole way?
A lot of kids grow up dreaming of, playing a little high-low with Simplice Njoya in the Rwanda Patriots Basketball Africa League. And so now J. Cole will have that chance.
Yeah.
Man, you desperate, bro. You desperate. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is sad. This is sad to see.
Dude used to good dunk. I don't know if he still can.
This is sad to watch.
He's pretty tall. Isn't he like 6'6 or something?
Dude, you taking an opportunity away from some young kid in Rwanda, man.
Bro.
You taking some developmental opportunity for like a kid really chasing a dream.
Tell this fool that J. Cole gonna do a concert before the game, a free concert.
It's a promotion.
He's gonna be hurting the people over there. What are you talking about?
No, it is a promotion. It's a documentary. They're apparently making some documentary. This ain't even a 30 for 30. This is a 15 for 15.
This isn't some old man trying to live out some hoop dreams.
It's yes, like, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's a good
100%
that. How old is J. Cole, John?
Stop. He's 36.
Oh, boy.
This man is 36 years old, and he had to go to Africa to play in a professional basketball league. It's sad, man.
Oh, man, please. What's sad is watching you still try to do it almost turn 30. You still out there. What's the point of that?
Bro,
why are you still out there holding on to old glory?
Bro, I'm
trying
playing
to
pickup
do what you couldn't
for
prove
cardio
at White Station. Couldn't even make the team.
I'm playing now, pickup for cardio.
No, it's all about proving to yourself that
J.
I'm good
Cole
enough.
Is,
John's still trying to improve,
he proved
Brad.
He don't do defense.
That man's still out there trying to improve the jumper for what?
J. Cole.
Same question you asked about J.
Buckets.
Cole.
Now, this
for
would be
what?
Like me going to Denmark and say, hey, do you guys have a team I can play on. I mean, I do sports radio in Memphis.
No, they'll say, well, Nope. You local. Not national.
This dude had to go all the way to Hotel Rwanda, to find a team that would take his ass.
That part is sad. That part is sad that we couldn't get something a little bit closer. But like, again, I'm telling you, it's probably good. This will be a good documentary. He'll do the concert beforehand. It'll be a good thing. Man, you just pick any moment you can to hate on J. Cole.
This is sad.
Apparently, there are folks out there that agree with
because
you.
Because it's objectively true.
People hate his ass. What's
the
deal?
My man texts me he's trash.
Pulled some strings to get on the Rwandan Patriots basketball league.
He had to go pretty far to find the squad, to find the professional squad. That's what I'm saying, y'all.
Dude, like, you understand, this dude is like quarantining. Like, this dude is going through the protocols to get on the floor. Yeah. And he's going to, like,
we
actually.
Don't have, like, a Continental Basketball Association anymore? Like, something he could have done?
You
over,
took Moose's spot, J. Cole.
Is Wade Baldwin in that league?
J. Cole took Moose's spot.
Is that
That's
Wade
the
Baldwin's
problem.
League?
Man, I don't know where Wade Baldwin
even Wade Baldwin's not playing in this league.
Damn,
Wade Baldwin's a step up. Like, if you want to impress me, like, go play with Sergio Caruso or something. You know, go play in Germany.
Why you got to kill Sergio Caruso for an overseas star?
He has a real career.
Yes, he does. He's making good money over there.
I'm saying, if you want to impress people back at home, you know, go do that. Go play in one of those high-level. Don't go play.
That had Sergio Caruso sorry connotations. Dude. I didn't like the sound of it.
The teams in the Bahamas that Memphis played where they had to go get the janitor would be a 4-point favorite over the Rwanda Patriots. Okay? So this
it's pretty good.
And the issue that I have with this is that J. Cole going to try to act like he did something. Yeah. He going to try to act like, oh, I did it. You ain't do nothing.
That main
you ain't do nothing. You throwing lives of Sunday out of bio. You ain't do nothing, J. Cole.
J. Cole, he's trying to dunk on an African.
Trash!
Okay? That's what the plan is.
And he's not going to be able to do that. He is not going to be able to. So if I hear one reference, in a future J. Cole song about lived at my dream, played in the Rwanda
do
league.
What you do to people who only take 6 showers a week?
What?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, he gets a whole new level of scorn. I better not hear no reference to being a professional basketball player because you paid your way onto the Rwanda Patriots. What a joke. What a joke.
I cannot.
At least Master P did it, man. He played in the NBA. He got minutes on a real NBA court. No respect for this. No respect burger from me. You get a disrespect burger from me.
I didn't have a respect burger for him. Then maybe we should give you a disrespect burger segment.
How do you defend this?
You put J. Cole right at the top and people who take 5 showers or less a week. Put them all. Give him a disrespect burger segment, Brad. I think he's angling for it. Because that's sort of that's what you do.
J. Cole took
a spot, man. You do disrespect.
He took a spot from somebody that actually probably deserved it.
It'd be good. And so you've been
Moussa
handing out fries that are supposed to be salty respect fries, but it's real.
I don't know what they pay.
You do a much better job as the disrespect man.
I don't know what they pay. I don't know what they pay out there, but, you know, I'm sure there was somebody out there that needed that roster spot to make a living. And J. Cole just took it because he wanted to live out his dream. Man, you ain't no Make-A-Wish kid, man. You're J. Cole. Man. You're a professional rapper. Do that. Go make a song.
No.
Get in the booth
where
you belong.
Now
man.
You sound like just rap.
No.
Don't do nothing now. That's what you sound.
Professional
that just
basketball
almost sound like
player.
Just dribble your ball. That,
professional
you got,
basketball
you're getting
player.
Close to just rap. You're getting
close.
No,
it's a difference. It's a difference. You are not a professional basketball player. So stop pretending to be one.
Man, you act like a dude's life. All his accomplishments, you don't put him in that rapper box and he can't come out. Man, get up out of here with that mess.
All right, well.
Now you done turned me. Now I'm rooting for J. Cole.
Defend it,
I kind of
defend it. You can't.
He go do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
Go
exactly.
Make a documentary. Go dunk on some Africans. It's clear that's what you want to do. Like, at first, I was like, yeah, he had to go far away. But the way you dogged him, telling him
to stay
in his rapper box, that ain't right either.
No, he don't have to stay in his rapper box. He can do other things. He can go be a philanthropist.
I ain't going
to
let you do that.
But he is not a professional basketball player. And under no circumstances other than him being J. Cole at 36 would he have this opportunity.
You like shut up and rap.
No, I'm not saying shut up and rap. Just do not try to make this into something that is not. You paid
you
your way. You paid your way onto the team, J. Cole. You paid your
he
way.
He ain't looking
team.
For this to be on ESPN or something, fool.
He's making a I don't want to watch no 10 for 10 on J. Cole going to Rwanda to play basketball.
The hate for J. Cole is just.
Man, gonna average 4 points a game.
That's wrong. Brad, I need next story.
Next story.
What time's your disrespect burger segment?
Yeah. It just concluded.
Is that at 125?
It just concluded.
Mm. I mean, you're getting about one in every day, it feels like now.
I just can't believe J. Cole is still doing this, man. We already had this conversation with the Pistons when he tried to try out for the Pistons.
You going to put Kennedy Chandler's decision to opt out on the disrespect burger list?
I'll put that on there. I will. Should have played in that one, Kennedy. Should have played.
Next then. Story.
All right, regular season wins, over-unders are out over at FanDuel for football. This is always fun.
Under Rwanda Patriots.
Okay.
Under. Hammering it. Especially if J. Cole's getting real playing time.
That's going to be the most well-funded team over there in the league this year.
He might upgrade that roster.
I guarantee you that.
Oh, stop.
Lay off, bro.
J. Cole at 36 is going to upgrade the Rwanda Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
Enough.
Why not?
Enough. Man, Master P would do his ass in. I promise.
Who y'all want to know about? Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over under 11.5.
Now remember,
these are real numbers, by the
17 games this year.
17 games this year.
So you got to look at it like the 11
the
wins.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
11 wins is now the new 10 wins. So just remember that.
11 wins now the new 10 wins. Yes, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the number is 11.5, over under. 22 starters back.
Over.
BC, you on the same?
Over.
They win 12.
They got
I would
to go.
Do that. I would say easily they're going to win.
But, I mean, that's the number.
Yeah.
It's 12 or 10.
They're going over. 12 or 11,
I mean.
12 or 13 games is where I would go.
You like it?
Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys because that's always fun. Drafted mostly defense. Dak is back. The number is 9.5. Remember, this is a 17-game season.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
I would go over. I think they win 10 games. That's what I think. I mean,
do they win that division?
I think it's very possible. I mean,
who would challenge them? The Redskins?
Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, the Washington football team.
Yeah. Please.
Yeah, they got weapons.
I'm offended. I'm offended.
Yeah, but you want to be offended at this
point. Yeah, I'm very offended. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm more offended by. I just have to figure that out.
9.5 Dallas Cowboys on that. I would go over. I think they should win.
They're over.
Again, 10 and 7. I mean, I think that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
You're dealing with
better defense.
Or 10 wins. And the defense cannot possibly be worse. And you have Dak for a full season. He's healthy. We know that offense is gonna turn out points. So that being the case, a getting better slowly division, but still not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Cowboys to rise to the top of that.
I've got Chicago Bears sitting here at 7.5.
The Chicago Bears.
Ew.
I think I would go over. I think they win 8 games.
You're going to go over on
all. I mean, they were a playoff team last year. You know, and presumably they're going to have a better quarterback situation.
Is it, though?
I mean, it's not going to be worse,
again,
is it?
Again, Trubisky, 29-21 as a starter.
Yeah, but you hated him.
Slick better than
you hated
think,
him.
Though.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't think Andy Dalton's going to be worse.
Andy could just be so-so. The question is going to be, is there pressure to get Fields in there, and do you end up with that? Do you have a Justin Fields in there
Could Justin Fields not lead you to 9 wins? Or 8 wins?
I don't know that that's a...
I mean, below 500? It's not like we're asking a lot.
I don't know that that's a proven thing at this point.
No, it's definitely not. But I'm just saying, like...
He hadn't proven anything.
With
a coach I've been telling you about, and Matt Nagy, who's a destroyer of quarterbacks.
I think they're just too solid everywhere else. So I will say they win 8 games.
And then how about Buffalo Bills?
The Buffalo Bills.
10.5. Surprised it's...
Wow.
Well, the reason why it's so low is because
the Patriots
yes.
Everybody thinks they'll be back with all
and
their
the Jets.
Opt-ins and what they've spent.
The Jets are better. You know, I mean, it's a tough division.
Come on, Jets. You should...
Well, yeah, I mean, they addressed a lot of issues, though. I mean, they're going to... That's going to be a pesky team if Zach Wilson is the... If he's number two, if he lives up to his ranking.
They'll beat the Jets twice. The Bills.
You would
think
so. Over.
I would go over, too.
11-6.
Yeah.
I'd probably go over, but I that's one where it's like it feels easy, but it's not gonna be because I could see the Bills taking a step back too. Like I could see Josh Allen coming back to earth a little bit. He had an unbelievable year. I could see him. You know, Patriots are better. You know, I could see the Patriots beating them twice. I could see that happening absolutely.
Here's one that's interesting. Ravens. The number is 11.
Ooh.
They gonna keep doing it?
I don't know. I don't.
Like
the Baltimore Ravens.
Like when do they turn the corner, and what does that look like? You know,
well, they didn't win a playoff game last year.
Who's their quarterback now? Who they got?
It's still, I mean, that hadn't changed. It's still Lamar.
I think, well, didn't they, was it not, is it not Dilfer? They didn't bring Dilfer out of retirement for that?
What would they need to do that for?
No, I do think.
The guy who's MVP.
I do think Lamar is still going to be the starter. I do think he probably has a shot to reclaim the job. But, I mean, look, he does sort of have question marks, right, in terms of his next step. They did add a receiver, the Bateman kid, so that could help. I mean, the one thing you'll say about Baltimore is that, like, Hollywood is a top-off receiver, but he doesn't do it all. You know, he doesn't do it all. Bateman is, I mean, we talked about that, like 70% of his catches either went for first downs or touchdowns at Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually really like that addition for Lamar. I go over. I believe in Lamar. I believe in Baltimore.
For some reason, they don't have Tennessee out here yet. It goes from Jacksonville to Tampa Bay.
Maybe they're a little lower than you think, man.
The folk is low, and obviously they're – I don't know if they're saying Deshaun Watson ain't going to be there, but they got them at four, the Houston Texans.
Well, Deshaun's got his own issues, right?
Yes.
I mean, even if he wanted to come back.
I've read some stories now that say that, that a lot of people think that he might not play this season.
Under. I mean, you
under four?
Yeah, bro. I mean, they're going to be awful. They're going to be
They will
terrible.
If he's not playing. I mean, and I just wonder if that's accounting for that number at four. Because if he's playing, you'll luck in a 17-game season.
Do you have the Packers? Because that's an interesting one.
No, it goes from Detroit to Houston.
Yeah, because I mean, maybe the Packers one is going to change. If you believe that,
that's probably why it ain't on here now.
If you believe that Aaron Rodgers ultimately is not going to go back to Green Bay,
got Bengals, Browns, Cowboys, it's all in alphabetical order until you get to Houston, then it skips to Indy, Jacksonville, Tampa. Like it's
very finicky over under lines here. You have this is
not mine. This is over FanDuel.
But if you believe that Aaron Rodgers is not going to play for the Packers next year, you should just hit the hammer the under. You know, do it right now. Because I'm sure right now, if I had to guess, it's 10.5, 11, something like that.
They're going to see if he's going to pay that money back. I know what the Packers are going to do. They're going to call his bluff. Question's going to be, will he sit out?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
pay that money back.
Now, he is in a unique.
And then go get it back in jeopardy. You could do that.
He could do it. I mean, if anybody can do it, right, it's him. If anybody in the world could, he's got jeopardy. He's got his marriage coming up. Like, he's won a Super Bowl. He ain't got nothing left to prove to you, to me, to anybody. So if anybody is in a position of leverage, it is Aaron Rodgers. He could absolutely say, you know what, I had fun. He just does what Carson Palmer did on a much more believable level, because Carson didn't have anything to go to. Carson didn't have some post-NFL career, and that dude still got traded. Now, again, you got to find the Raiders. You got to find the team that's crazy enough to give up first and third to get Aaron Rodgers, who's on the couch.
Yeah, they haven't put y'all on here yet, probably because they don't care.
That doesn't matter. I mean, we're gonna find a way
that's
to go 500.
This is an incomplete list. They don't have everybody, which I don't know why you wouldn't have waited until FanDuel death, but I don't know why you wouldn't wait until you got all of them there.
So these are all ones you can gamble on FanDuel, I guess, right?
Well,
so
right now they came out today, it's not a complete list.
Yeah.
Yeah, skips from Jacksonville to Tampa Bay. They don't even have KC on here.
Well, they probably don't want you betting on it until they get some sort of intel, I guess.
Now, you could do outrights, but I'm speaking about regular season wins. You could do outrights with KC right now as the favorite to win the whole thing if you just want to go outright on the Super Bowl. But it looks like some of these other regular season ones will trickle out because, again, it's not a complete list. But they had a few of our favorites in there.
There you go.
I got one more.
Okay.
Next story.
I did not even know this was happening until I saw it on Twitter yesterday, but I always find these kinds of stories really fascinating. DK Metcalf was in the USA Track and Field Golden Games and Distance Open in California, and he competed in the sprint. And look, this is a guy who obviously the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver, Ole Miss product. And I think one of the highlights of last season was him chasing down Buda Baker on the sideline, catching up to him when he was probably like 30 to 40 yards behind him. So his speed is just among the best, and acceleration is among the best pound for pound in the NFL.
He reached a top speed of 22.64 miles per hour when he was chasing down Buda Baker.
Yeah, so he ran the 100-meter yesterday, but he did not, unfortunately, run fast enough to advance to the finals in his heat. He finished last among the nine in his heat, 15th of 17th overall. He said afterward, these are world-class athletes. They do this for a living. It's very different from football's feed from what I just realized. So, like I said, just excited to be out there. But look, 10.36 seconds in the 100-meter. He did not finish last. He beat two professional sprinters, Derek Silva of Brazil and an American, Maurice Eaton.
10.37, right? I got 10.37 the ESPN store.
Okay. Mahomes had 10.36. I guess Mahomes had him he was clocking it himself. It was 10.37 officially, 10.36 on Mahomes' time.
Yes.
But, yeah, he beat two professional sprinters in this event.
Yeah, what does that say about them?
I mean, I would retire.
One of them American.
I would absolutely you can't get beat by a dude that doesn't even train for this stuff.
Well, and a dude who is 6'4", 230 pounds.
Yeah.
So I went and looked. Because you remember Usain Bolt, when you see him out there, Olympic champion, 100-meter man back in the day out of Jamaica.
Yes.
And you see him because he's tall. But I went and looked. So, yes, he's an inch taller than DK Metcalf at 6'5", but you're talking about 207 pounds.
That's right.
So roughly 22 to 25 pounds lighter than DK Metcalf out there running a 10.37. So that's – I go back to that That's what impressed me the most. The size of DK Metcalf going 10-3-7, that's impressive.
No, it's incredibly impressive.
And then to
impressive.
Not be last. Like I said, last in your heat, sure, but weren't last out of a group of professional sprinters. You were, what, 15th out of 17? So to me, I'm surprised Seattle let him do it. Frankly, going as hard as he did, actually probably a good thing that they did. That's cool. You know, some of these organizations don't want you doing anything. It's like John telling J. Cole he can't go play basketball.
Well, he clearly can.
We control you. No, you don't. And so I was glad to see that they let DK.
I mean, it is a joke.
Because though. I don't think he embarrassed himself at all.
DK doing this is not a joke.
There
DK doing
of,
this clearly shows.
There were a bunch of media people I saw, whether it was Pardon the Interruption or Around the Horn, they were like, doesn't DK know that he's going out there against professional sprinters and probably going to get embarrassed and all that? And most of the sprinters were like, man, come on and run your race. Like, come on out. And I think he went out there and did himself well.
Yeah, so Ado Bolden, who's a former Olympic sprinter, said a good time would have been 10.6 or 10.7. He obviously came in at 10.37.
See?
And he said he did not embarrass himself. He hung with the pack.
The sprinters were impressed.
Yes, I think he's eighth, but he ran well. I didn't think he was going to run anywhere near that well. That clearly is different than what J. Cole is doing. Like, he beat actual professional sprinters. There is no professional basketball player that J. Cole would be able to earn a real roster
now,
spot
who's
over.
The fastest man in the NFL? Because I'm tired of you beating up on
it's
J. Cole.
It's got to be Henry Ruggs.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so. Henry Ruggs running the fastest 40
times. Receiver
ever.
For KC?
Yeah, you're talking about Tyreek, right?
Tyreek.
It's going to be in the
Tyreek
conversation.
Hill?
I mean, those are the two
It's probably
going
to be some corner, though.
Yeah.
Ruggs.
For a long time, it was Darryl Green. I'm going way back.
Ruggs ran a 4.27 40-yard dash.
Sheesh.
He's in the twos,
4.27. Damn, that's crazy.
I mean, Tyreek Hill, what was his 40 time? Let's see, 4.29.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, we're talking about this.
Yeah, I don't think Metcalf was in the 4.2s. I think he was in the 4.3s. Yes, he ran a 4.33 40-yard dash in the 2019 combine.
Yeah.
So, he's not even close to those two dudes. The 4.2 speed guys. Those of them. I guess Ruggs is going to be up there.
Yeah.
They used to do fastest man contests back in the day.
It'd
be great to still do
Ty Hilk tweeted, that's scary. Sheesh.
It is scary.
That's what on when he was watching that race.
Now, I got a question for you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Who reached the top speed in the NFL last year? What player?
Well, I just told you that DK was almost up to 23 miles per hour.
Okay.
But we know he's not the fastest man in the league.
Well, who had the top speed?
Somebody who might be the fastest man in the league, it sounds like, because this is going to be a short list of guys that are above DK and capable of doing those 4.2s.
The answer?
Is it someone that we've mentioned before? I'm guessing it's not by the look in your face.
Raheem Mostert. Now, he's a burner. He reached 23.09 miles per hour in an 80-yard rushing touchdown last season for the 49ers. I'll just read you.
I would not have put him high on the list. That's good to know.
I've got the top five, right? I got the top
miles
10.
Per hour
yes,
last year.
Raheem,
well, that'll be close to who's
Raheem Mostert
guy.
Occupies the top two spots.
Wow.
Now, granted, these were both 80 and 76 yard
touchdowns. Is he the
touchdowns,
fastest man in the NFL?
So you have more time to sort of pick up that speed. Kenyon Drake, who now is a Raider, had the third fastest speed in the NFL last year. Jonathan Taylor for the Colts. Tyreek Hill was fifth. Naheem Hines was sixth. Trayvon Diggs was seventh. Nelson Agholor was eighth, believe it or not. He also played for the Raiders. Yeah. Michael Davis had an interception for the Chargers.
Your list. Yes.
And then DK was 10th for the Seahawks last year. John Ross ran a 4.22. So I guess you would say
Lord
John Ross.
Have mercy.
John Ross. Is he still in the NFL? I don't
know. Yeah, isn't he? Came in 2017.
He ain't done nothing, though, has he?
No.
Yeah, he plays for the Giants now.
But still in the league. Yes.
Yeah, he's still
Marquise
there.
Marquise Goodwin's up there,
yeah,
I see.
So yes, those are the three guys. Ruggs,
we nailed
Goodwin.
Ruggs and Hill. They're 4.27, 4.29.
Yep.
So John Ross, Marquise Goodwin.
Man, that's the thing.
Mostert. I mean, I knew he was fast. I didn't know he's like among the fastest in the NFL. Where's Lamar Jackson?
Oh, I don't think he's in that conversation. I mean, he's the fastest quarterback. Is he faster than Michael Vick, though?
Did he not run a 40 at the combine? Obviously, we don't have his time. It looks like maybe he didn't.
Mike Vick ran a 4.3.
Lord!
I mean, come on, bro. What are we talking about here? What, Lamar? I think you're right. I think he did not run it.
I don't think you can find a 4. I'm looking for a 40.
In 2017, he reportedly ran a 4.34. Mike Vick ran a 4.33.
Yeah, it feels like Mike was faster.
I miss Mike, man. I miss those days. I absolutely miss
those
days.
Well, I mean, you stay hard
40,
on that, brother.
At 40, he ran a 4.7.
Michael Vick?
Yes.
That's crazy.
At
40. That's the crazy one.
That's unbelievable. 4.7 at 40.
The 40-year-old stat blows my mind, more so than the 4.3.
Why'd you have to do it, Mike?
I remember one time.
Why'd you have to do it, man?
This fool here said he'd be Riley Ferguson's time.
Well, now, didn't he? He ran a five, man.
A flat
five. He was pretty slow.
That's what I'm telling you. You think well, 10 years younger than Michael Vick, you're going to go out there and stay under five? Mm. Give me a break.
What was interesting is you still named your child after Riley after all of that.
Because I felt like I did him wrong with that segment, and I needed to make it right. Yeah. One of the greats, as you guys know, one of the
all-time greats.
Yeah. All-time greats for Memphis football. Yep. But, I mean, you dodged the question. Why'd you have to do it, Mike? You know, we lost so many great years of your career because of what you had to go and do. Unbelievable.
Has he not earned your forgiveness at this point with everything, with the PETA stuff he's done? He's tried, John. What else he got to do?
I mean,
he can't bring him back.
Well, I know at this point, how am I going to get over the lost years of entertainment that he would have put on because of his greatness? You know, we missed those days.
Yeah, he came back and was pretty good for Philly.
He was. And then did he have a cup of coffee with Pittsburgh?
Yeah. When he in Pittsburgh? Seemed like it somewhere.
But
like
Philly was his last hoorah.
When he was really playing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Vic was a human highlight reel, like Dominique Wilkins.
I mean, like,
no doubt.
We don't talk about him because obviously of what happened, but I mean, just.
We still talk about him. You don't talk about him.
In the lexicon of all time most talented athletes ever, Michael Vick deserves,
because he could throw it a country mile and then beat you in a 100-meter dash.
It wasn't an injury, right? We had this conversation like a month ago. It wasn't an injury that derailed Michael Vick. It was decision-making that derailed Michael Vick. But still, in terms of what-ifs,
if Michael Vick doesn't go to jail, would he have won a Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think we can go there.
How many years was Mike in jail? Was he in jail for 2 years?
Seemed like he missed three seasons.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm guessing. It might have been two. But it felt like it was three seasons. It probably was two now that I think about it. Three seasons, a long time. Especially to come back and play at the level he did for Philly. Seemed like it was probably about a two-year layoff, was it not?
Yes, it was two.
Okay.
It was 07 and 08. Okay. So he missed 2 years, which, again,
You can't say that he would have won the Super Bowl in those
years. I mean, his numbers, I feel like his numbers don't back up how great he was. Like, I'm looking at his numbers, and they're just, like, not that great. Are we overrating Michael Vick?
I don't think so.
Look, his best year, right? His best year was.
But he also probably ran for 1,000, John's what you got to put in there.
Yes, he did. He did. But his sheer passing.
I mean, that makes him a hell of a weapon.
Like, he only.
And
he,
whatever they are, they're going to be a lot better than Lamar Jackson's.
He only threw for more than 60% completion twice in his career.
That's not great. That's not great at all.
His
want to be over 60.
His best year was 06, I think you would say definitively. And that's when he had 2,400 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, 13 picks. Did rush for 1,039 yards, but just two touchdowns. You know, so like I just feel like maybe I've in my mind like I've made Michael Vick out to be this unbelievable quarterback. But
there's very few quarterbacks that rush for 1,000, and most of them, I mean, in Lamar like the one, and you got Lamar couldn't hit the side of a barn when he was in that quarterback contest. It came down to aim and precision and accuracy. I would tell you that Vic was more accurate and still great athlete, dude. Half the time he was running, John. You run for over 1,000 yards.
Well, 2010 in Philly, that might have actually been his best year objectively because he had 3,000 yards, 21 touchdowns,
ran
to six
less
picks,
and threw more.
Did run less, had 9 touchdowns, though, on the ground. So he had that 30 total touchdowns that year. I don't know. Anyway,
I remember them just killing him that year. He was taking monster hits, too, running for them 9 TDs.
Yeah.
He ran for 9 TDs.
DK Metcalf runs the 100 meter and does not embarrass himself. So good day certainly for him. All right, we will come back. Respect Burgers going to be handed out at 1 o'clock. We will do that. Also going to talk about a little bit with Jason Fitz, the NBA, the Lakers, the Grizzlies, lots more to come. Jason and John, 97 FM, ESPN.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
I'm a first-year resident in internal medicine, and my goal is to become a cardiologist. I could be home with my family, and being a first-time homeowner is exciting. It's also nerve-wracking. Immediately when I met Triumph Bank, I felt comfortable talking with them and understanding exactly what they were offering me. And I immediately felt like another friend and family of them. After we chose a home, it was seamless. I really felt like I didn't have to do anything except for sign on the dotted line. I felt so comfortable and welcomed with doing our mortgage. I thought it was just a slam dunk to go ahead and sign up for medical banking as well. My main goal in life is to make sure my family's happy. Having our home, I feel more secure. My son has his own room, and my wife feels happy. I'm Tyler Emerson.
I'm Tiffany Emerson.
And this is our Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
Performance Plus Cycles is your ticket to a thrilling ride. At Performance Plus, they carry BMW, Yamaha, Suzuki, and SSR motorcycles, as well as Yamaha and Suzuki ATVs. They also feature the low-cost, rugged, benchy ATVs and side-by-sides. So, if you want the best machines and customer service for your hard-earned dollar, schedule a test ride and come visit Performance Plus Cycles at 5312 Pleasant View or visit PerformancePlusCycles.com.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in, with thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org. Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Future.
Furnished by Donors Choose.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Brought to you by Capital One Shopping. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Capital One Shopping, what's in your wallet? Savings and available coupons vary.
the Wendy's restaurant in your area has issued a major bag alert.
Bag alert, major bag alert.
The bacon double stack is back in the biggie bag with fries, nugs, and a drink, all for just $5. The following are to be expected: joy, disbelief, inability to think about anything else. This deal is effective immediately, and it's only at Wendy's.
Major bag alert. Bag. Bag alert. Major bag.
Biggie bag includes 4-piece nuggets, small fry, and small drink. U.S. price and participation may vary.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
She nursed him there. Wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay.
It is moving season. Weather's getting nice. School's out. About to be out. So you might be making that move. If you're thinking about relocating, whether it's home or office across town or across the country, make sure you call my friends at Black Tie Moving. 316-6196. 316-6196. That's what I did. And I'm so glad I did, because they made my life so much easier during that time. You're financing. You're trying to get from place A to place B. It's just it's enough of a stress on its own, let alone the actual moving part. Let Black Tie handle that for you. They're on time. They're on budget. They're the best in the business. Give them a call. 316-6196. Go ahead and book your move now, because it is going to start booking up fast. Summer is just around the corner. Moving season is here. Black Tie wants to take the tour moving your things out of your hands. Make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Call today. Earlier today, the University of Memphis basketball program announced the additions of Jonathan Lawson and Chandler Lawson, which, of course, we have known about for a couple of weeks now, but it is official over there for the Memphis Tigers. They have announced officially the signatures and the additions of Chandler and Jonathan. 7 high school titles they won.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is amazing.
Never see that again.
They were, of course, both on that team that won the 2018 state title.
And the family won 10. Well, the sons did, because Keelan coached a couple.
Yep.
But the family, KJ2, Diedrich 1 on those high school state titles.
Yep. So that's 3 and 4 officially here. Playing for the University of Memphis. Chandler is immediately eligible because of the one-time transfer waiver. We knew that.
Dang right.
He was a 4-star kid and a top 60 player coming out of high school. Chandler Lawson's was.
Well, it's funny. John Rothstein got him in the starting lineup.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's got a Rothstein 45, I think, this preseason that he's sort of updating as players transfer in and out. And he's got DeAndre at the 4 and Chandler at the 5. But just and we've talked about it. Some of our starting lineups when we play have included. But I think mostly we've said, well, you could go DeAndre to the 5, right? Why do you keep bringing up this Old Testament?
Well, it's here. It's
and
ever.
You're saying this is what goes, and Chandler's coming off the bench. That's what you're saying?
It's always present.
Told you he can play with
DeAndre
right next to him, or he could play behind him. Either way, I think Chandler Lawson going to be a good fit. I just thought it was interesting that Rothstein had him in the starting lineup. And he had Memphis, I think, 41st out of 45, so kind of roughly where most have them, outside the top 25. Some have got them in the 30s. Had Wichita State right below them at 42, and in Houston, I think, up in the top 25, if I'm not mistaken. So I thought that was interesting. He thought Chandler coming over here could start immediately. I think he will be a key piece,
yes,
whether he's starting or not.
Yeah, so I think you're exactly right, and you could see lineups there where he does start. Penny said, Chandler's a Swiss Army knife on the court, on defense, on offense, with rebounding by blocking shots, everything. He can fill a lot of different roles on our team, and he will be a great fit for us. Johnny, of course, is ranked the number 47 in the country by ESPN, ranked a little bit lower by 247. Outside the top 100, which I just think is not really representative of how good he is. Now, I know he didn't have a great All-Star game. Are you saying he went scoreless?
Yeah, with Raven.
He went scoreless with Raven.
Well, they were the only two that I think that didn't score.
Okay. Well, that is not obviously ideal, but it's just one stupid All-Star game. It's not going to be the difference between whether or not Jonathan is a productive college basketball player or not. He, of course, won a state title there at Houston last year or this year. Made a huge difference for him when he showed up. The competition picked up, and that's what Penny said. He said, Jonathan brings a high basketball IQ and the ability to make his teammates better. He is super competitive and, in fact, might be the most competitive player I've ever coached. That says a lot. I mean, Penny's coached some dogs now. And so for him to say Jonathan is the most competitive player he's ever coached, obviously he thinks very highly of him, which is why we believe he will have a chance to be a big-time rotation player for Memphis next year. Plus, they still have not replaced Davion Warren. They did have a Zoom this weekend with Quincy Guerriere. Mm-hmm. You know, and you guys know where I'm at on this. I just don't understand why a player of that ilk and his prototype is the priority, but we shall see. But today the news is that they add Chandler and Jonathan, who look, they're not the most important players on next year's Memphis team, but Memphis still needs them to be highly productive.
So I want to, and I'm doing this off top of the head, but I want to say that Dedrick wasn't all that great in that All-Star appearance too. Didn't he make the McDonald's All-American game? And sort of, part of it's the position he was playing. But I said this last week, and I want to reiterate it, because I do think Josh Minot shining in this thing, I think, tells you, and with that level of competition, I said it last week, when guys do well in these, it's typically a good sign that they're going to come. I bring up Precious Achiuwa,
yep,
who in the McDonald's All-American game was fantastic with the rebound and the motor. Obviously, it translated over. What I also added to that is just because you don't shine in the thing, doesn't mean that part's not going to translate that you can't in Memphis, because we know Dedrick Lawson comes in here, and the moment he walks through the door, he was a walking double-double in college, right? So you don't always get your chance in this All-Star game. Things don't always line up. And just because he didn't fare well against the guys who are ranked right now top 10 in most mock drafts for 2022 doesn't mean he can't come right in and be a contributor right away.
Exactly.
I do think, though, Josh Minot doing what he did is extra impressive. And that one to me would be wow, but we can save that because I might have a little more on that come 1 o'clock.
Dedrick, let's see. Dedrick, I got the box score from me. It looks like.
And when he was in the combine games, I remember him not doing all that well because, and then in
Dedrick
the
had 2 points and 6 rebounds, it looks like.
See?
Yeah. So, I mean, Deontay Davis outplayed him. I remember Deontay Davis.
Yes, I remember old hollow eyed Deontay, no soul in there. You wondered if he cared. Where is he? Where is Deontay Davis? Because folks had high hopes for that man.
The news from the Rwanda Times, he also has signed
man,
the Rwanda
stop,
Patriots.
Fool. He is not playing against J. Cole.
No, he. It looks, the last I can find,
y'all
Deontay
remember
Davis.
Vince Carter talking about he built him, said he couldn't come, but Deontay never went.
He never went. That was just
Deontay
like,
didn't use the key. And it's literally like emblematic of his entire career.
That was
like,
when,
here's the key. You
that
have
was
it.
When you knew.
He didn't want to go through
that
the
That was when you knew that he was never going to make it. You know, and he's still just 24 years old.
Wow. That man is like DeAndre Williams. He's younger than DeAndre.
And he won't turn 25
until December.
How crazy
is that? Already been with the Grizz in and out the league.
I mean, it is
Tell
amazing.
Me he's on a G League roster or NBA.
Last year he was. I don't know if he still is today. He was with the Santa Cruz Warriors.
You look at him, and feels like he's staring right through you. There wasn't a soul in that body.
Not a soul?
No, he didn't care.
It was a debacle. Because I mean, just remember, like,
man had all the tools.
No
bro.
Doubt what you were told he would be, and then what
Deontay
he ultimately
Davis.
Was. I don't even know where he is, man. It's
folks were that organization was real high on him.
Yes, they were.
Man ain't got not an ounce of want to in his body.
Not a single.
Want to go to sleep? Want to take a nap? Can a brother get two naps in the same day? That's what he looked like.
Not in Vince Carter's house. He ain't gonna take no nap.
No, you can't give me the key. I stay away from that place. Might actually have to do something over there.
I mean, that's the thing.
But I got
like,
some expectations at Vince's.
Imagine,
Vince told that story. Man didn't even go over there.
That this would be the equivalent, like, in terms of mentor, right? This would be like Jeff Calkins building me a wing in his house and me never going.
Was it?
It just makes no sense. It's disrespectful, honestly. It's insulting to Vince Carter that he never.
Well, you're a grown-ass man. Why would you go to Jeff's house, though?
Deontay's
a grown-ass man.
But he didn't have his own crib, you know what I'm saying, at that time.
Well,
and you're with
the
NBA.
Homeless?
That's, again, your analogies, man, sometimes they're real off. I think you're off here.
Like, you're a grown man with a house on Southwind. What the hell you going to go
saying today,
stay at
I'm
Jeff
saying,
Conklin's
I'm
spot?
Saying back when I was getting into the business, though.
Okay, like, that's like, more for you. Well, you should have stated that.
Just like Deontay was getting into the
right.
basketball business.
And you're getting in, and a guy who's like a Hall of Famer or whatever is reaching out to
Soak
you.
Soak it up, man.
Now, that I'll get with. The young John, not the John right now.
Oh,
not
no.
Riley's father.
Don't worry about it, Jeff. Don't worry about it, brother.
Jeff going to make you a wing and you right on over there. I know you used to like his pool, but damn.
Yeah,
like, you don't need to do
house.
That no more.
He took that now house
you,
over right. for
now you
weeks.
Got your own pool, bro.
That's right. I'll rent out the wing. How's that? I'll rent it out if he'll allow me to do that.
Wasn't the wing with Deontay? It, like, Deontay's like, no, man, I never seen his place.
Yeah, like, because there was, like, this whole thing on the
media
jump.
Day, yeah. We're,
there was this whole
you
thing.
Guys, it was on y'all's show or
yes,
something.
It was at media day. Vince Carter was on the jump.
Yep, that's it. And then you guys asked him a question.
He was, like, thoroughly unimpressed. It's almost like he didn't even know what the hell we were talking about.
No, man.
He's like, no.
What are you talking about? Wing.
Yeah, I don't know what went wrong there. But something very clearly did go wrong with Deontay Davis.
Want to might be the way to say that. I
None.
Think.
There was no want to in that body.
The truth is, David Fizdale always said that Ben McLemore was the blank canvas. But the truth is, Deontay was the blank canvas.
You could have painted anything on him, and he'd have been fine with it.
I mean, it was just blank the whole time. Like, there was nothing. Like, there wasn't no finger paint, no watercolor, no nothing. It was just like blank canvas the entire way until his release.
I want to say it was. I remember my man Ron Tillery being high on Davis.
I never saw it, bro.
Woof.
And I know it's easy to say now.
A lot of folks, though, were high on Deontay.
And I raised my hand
on the athlete that he was, but you couldn't see inside his brain or his soul.
I thought.